excited about this news here, and it's a great reward for a bloke who's been turning up. He's been coming on as a guest. He's been coming on crunch time on our Saturday show between 12 and 2. He's got his own podcast, Bloke in a Bar. He's absolutely flying. His name is Denon Kemp. And Spudley, how good's this? So Cameron Smith has penned a deal with SEN, the greater SEN, and 1170 SEN, and you can catch all the shows on the app. But I'm pleased to say they have said, put me in, coach. They've put in Denon Kemp. He's going to host the show with Cameron Smith, and I'm pleased to say he's on the line. G'day, Denon.
Very happy to be here, boys. Very happy to be here.
Mate, well done. It's an amazing get for both us at SEN and yourself to be hosting a show on a weekly basis with Cameron Smith. How do you feel about it?
To be honest, I feel like if there was ever an example that wingers just hang out with footballers, this show might be it.
This show might be it. Exactly right. So what's the details? What are the details for the show?
Mate, we'll be sitting down once a week on Wednesday from 12 to 1. And basically, you know, all things Cam Smith in the sense of, you know, reflecting on the week of footy, the biggest topics in footy. I mean, it's pretty undeniable that he's basically got the best footy brain in the game. So one of the greatest of all time. So I'm just so excited to see an insight that you can't get that insight anywhere else. There's absolutely nowhere else when you can get an insight from a guy that has done absolutely everything in the game. So we'll be talking about all the biggest topics in footy. We might talk about a bit of golf here and there, the V8s. Cam Smith loves the V8s, so there's going to be plenty of things to talk about. It's going to be plenty of fun too.
Yeah, Dan and Spud Carroll, mate, I just think it's going to be a great opportunity just to hear what he can, how he dice these sex. Is that the word?
What's the word?
Sex. I got dissexed after our fourth child.
I'm not very good with big words, mate. This one's not even written down. But I just want to see how he breaks down a game. I'll hear Cooper Cronk do it in his way.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, he's like a thesaurus. That's a massive word too. But the thing is, I'm looking forward to hearing how he rips out a game and what he can do.
Mate, I didn't read anywhere in the contract that I was getting dissexed, but I will do that for the shows. To get the show going ahead, that's for sure.
Hey, Denon, how did it all play out? Like, you got the call and you said, okay, this is a go. It must have been pretty exciting.
Mate, it all happened pretty quickly. Mm. I got a call from Cam's manager and he just said, mate, you know, would you be interested in doing something with Cam? I know you've got your own thing, so I don't want to interfere with that. And I said, mate, are you serious? Is this a GR? First one that, you know, are you actually calling me to do it? But also, the fact that you're even asking that I'm keen, I said, mate, of course I'm keen. What do we need to get done? And then it just got done really quickly. I'm, honestly, I feel privileged to be able to... My hope is that I can get the best insight possible for rugby league fans around the country into a guy like Cameron Smith. And, I feel incredibly honoured and privileged, that's for sure.
I've got no doubt you will do that, Denon. And by the way, a few degrees separated, yourself and Spud Carroll. So about a month ago, Sean Kepi is languishing there in the knock-on effect cup playing reserve grade. Spud Carroll has a few words in his ear, and next thing you know, I'm looking at social media on the Bloke in a Bar page, and Sean Kepi makes the team of the week.
Mate, it was all Spud, honestly. I should have just put Spud there instead of Kepi, if I'm being honest. But, mate, wasn't he fantastic? What I really admire about Desi is that you get guys like a Kepi that... they're not the biggest name. They're not even the biggest body or, you know, like they're not the guy if you were to do a draft that would get number one draft pick. And yet even the back row, I can't say his name correctly, so I'm not going to butcher it. Mm. But I just think it's amazing that Desi and also Tom Trbojevic to an extent is getting these players to play at top four. I believe they're playing around the top four level of footy. Obviously, they're not there yet, but I believe their level of footy is there right now.
Yeah, I was wrapped with Sean Kepi's performance. Like it was his first really starting game, and he had the number 10 jersey. Like number 10 jersey goes back a long way, and because it's not a number 16. 16's heavy. He's now got 16 on his back end. It's going to feel heavy. I can't believe he's back on the bench again. But Desi has his ways. He'll probably start. But me personally, mate, I've never had number 16 on my back. Always number 10s. But very happy the way Sean's been going. But he just had to do his job. And when they go forward, as we've seen, their outside backs can actually score some magnificent tries.
Mate, I totally agree with you. I think I was surprised also that he was, he's back on the bench. But I think he's relatively young as well. And I'm just really impressed with what Manly are doing. Now, I've heard that, you know, it's not a sure thing that Tapau will re-sign when his next contract comes around. So it is good that they've got a guy like Kepi ready to step into that role, kind of like Josh Aloye with Adam Fanua Blake. A lot of people, obviously, Fanua Blake was a huge loss, and I was wondering how Aloyo would kind of warm to that position, but he seems to be getting better each week and kind of filling that role as best he can.
Yeah, well, it's Joel knows. I'll take it upon myself. I just love helping young kids out. There's an opportunity to help, and what Sean does, he's a great learner. But I had a word with him through the week, and one of my pet hates is that they try and get speed over 2 foot. Like, who can do that? For a big man, he's 110 kilo. So hopefully this week, when he does come off the bench, we're going to see some runs. I've predicted he's the third carry man.
Yep.
Running from the back fence.
Yep.
And we'll see the best of Sean Kempe.
Hey, Dan, and I noticed, I noticed on your posts, and you've got here, lock him in for another six. You're talking about the Fox. By the way, just on that, I actually think, do you remember back in the days where it was a four-minute mile? No one had ever done the four-minute mile, and when it eventually happened, it started to happen more frequent than you would think. I actually believe we're going to see, within 12 months, another six-try scorer, because we had Pappenhausen had four very, very early in a game. Last year, we had AJ with five, so I think with the way the game has changed, that we're going to see more players creep towards the six. But that wasn't the question. The question was this. You've got here, lock him in for another six. He's had his hair dyed, Josh Adokar. I don't like where players dye their hair, Denon. I think it doesn't pan out typically too well for them. How do you feel about it?
Look, mate, the more shocking the haircut, the better for me, in my opinion. Because I'm of the mind, a bloke with a bad haircut is always a good bloke.
Yeah.
I haven't met many people with bad haircuts that are bad blokes. And also, it's more content for me if he, you know, it's from a selfish perspective, if I'm being really honest. I'm not really thinking about his footy. I'm just thinking about how many likes can I get out of your pain and suffering. That's really what I'm thinking when I put that post up.
And you know what, Spuddy has a point, because worst haircut in the grand final was Pappenhausen.
Yeah.
Who won the Clive? Pappenhausen.
Well, mate, on your job, you get all these text messages. We're getting a couple of text messages that says this. Take a pill, Spud. Settle down, big boy, but he has a point. Don't move it. Sometimes I think these highly paid players care more about their hairstyle.
Move it,
pulling
you
up their sleeves. Ramp it up, pretty boys.
Beautiful.
Who moved it then?
Is that a question? Were you asking a question, or you just saying?
No, I was just saying, I finally got my individual text message.
Yeah,
I love that.
Rightio. Fantastic.
No, but it's true, bud. The last time someone had their hair dyed was a great Andrew Johns. I was playing that game for Manly, Newcastle, Brookvale. They got smashed.
Gareth would have dyed his at a shocker. Yeah. So I'm a little bit reserved about this now. Yourself and Gerald Yao-Yi, you'll be at the Caxton. So you're heading up to Magic Round, Denon.
Yeah, heading up to Magic Round. I'm actually really excited. I wasn't. It's weird. Like, initially, I was kind of like, oh, it's just work. I've got to go up and, you know, make sure I meet the community that is the Bloke in the Bar community. But as it gets closer, I'm getting that, you know, that exciting feeling. I cannot wait to get up. I actually went back to Brisbane earlier this week and I hadn't been back to Brisbane in a very long time. And it actually made me feel a bit, I don't know, nostalgic, even sad to a degree, because I was just like, the memories at Suncorp Stadium. So I'm super excited.
Oh, outstanding. Now, you interviewed Wade Graham a couple of weeks ago. I'd be interested to see, because I have been, and still am, by the way, an unabashed Wade Graham fan. I was pleased to be metres away from him when he made his debut at Penrith. But to me, he looks a little bit off at the moment, Wade. I don't know whether there's something going on other than the coach, or whether he's injured, but I'm not seeing the sprightly, super fit Wade Graham we're accustomed to.
Mate, honestly, I think it's a reflection of above him. You know, I totally understand every player has to go out and do their job. So I'm not absolving any of the Sharks or Wade if he isn't, you know, playing to his best ability. But at the same time, all of the best clubs are run really well. You know, you look at the Roosters, you look at the Storm, you look at Panthers now. And I just think that at the moment, the Sharks have so many issues above, and there's a few decisions I don't agree with, like getting rid of John Morris early rather than letting him see the year out, all that kind of stuff. So I think that it's more reflection of above, but that, again, that doesn't absolve them. You know, you've got to go out and have a crack for your mates, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more worried about his health, actually, head health. This year, he's dropped himself a couple of times, and being a tackler, ex-defensive person, if you put your head in the wrong way, it's all about your confidence. And the couple of times he's been dropping himself, he put his head in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I just don't know. I do know. It does affect your confidence. And I'm thinking he's playing like that at the moment.
I mean, it's a great point. It's a great point. We're seeing a lot of boys, potentially struggling to keep up with the speed of the game. And maybe Graham is struggling to adjust. And, you know, when he used to get fatigued, he could kind of chill a little bit. But you're totally right. It is concerning that he has had a few head knocks, especially when, you know, at the end of the day, most footy players, if you can just get out of your career healthy, that's a massive win, especially Graham. He's got nothing else to prove.
No, absolutely. He's done everything in the game, has Wade Graham. Now, Denon, before you go, mate, when does it all start with yourself and Cameron?
Next Wednesday. Wednesday, we'll be doing a show. It'll be 12 till 1, and I am absolutely... It's called The Captain's Run, and, yeah, I'm absolutely pumped. Cannot wait.
Well done. Congratulations, Denon Kemp, on everything you're doing off the field, including Bloke in a Bar, and now... You're teaming up for the captain's run with the great Cameron Smith, who no doubt is the future of Immortal. Mate, we appreciate your time and we look forward to hearing the first episode next week.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.